Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laverne Deist up in Audubon Way. Good morning to Laverne.
Good morning, Luan.
Well, when we talk about seasons, you know, a lot of things come to mind. We're hoping the spring season starts soon, but this is the season for the Lions Farm Toy Show in Audubon. It's coming.
Yes, it'll be this coming Saturday, the 22nd, and that will be our 24th annual.
Wow. Wow. Who would have believed that when you started that?
Yes,
but have you been involved since the beginning?
No, I've been in Lions that long, but I wasn't involved with it. Kenny Searles and Brian Betts, Everett Nelson, and Howard Jensen all went up northwest Iowa to one just to see what it consisted of. And that was 25 years ago, and then they come back and started one.
Okay, probably need to be one in this area. Yeah. And where is it held, Laverne?
It will be held at the Audubon County Fairgrounds at the Agri Hall.
Mm-hmm. And time?
The doors open to the public at 9 a.m. on Saturday till 3 p.m.
Okay, but and it's just on Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah. I know a lot of the dealers, the people who have toys to show and to sell, they probably come in on Friday.
Some of them do, yeah. There's quite a few of them that come in. We're open at 7 a.m. Or 4 p.m.
on Friday
afternoon till 7 p.m. for any of them that want to come in that night. And then the rest of them come in Saturday morning.
Yeah, and I know you treat them well when they come in Saturday morning. A lot of them have driven quite a ways, and you always have rolls and coffee and all that kind of good stuff. And that's maybe one of the reasons they keep coming back, because I know in your history in the last few years, you've sold all the tables, all the space you could.
Yes, and we're sold out again this year and have people on a waiting list.
Wow.
If there's any cancellations.
That is wonderful. And that's wonderful that for the people who are going to come to visit the toy show. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, in case somebody hasn't been to a farm toy show, they're going, I don't want to go buy a toy tractor.
Well, there's a lot more stuff there than just toy tractors.
So tell us a little bit about some of the kinds of things people will see.
Oh, you'll see complete little farm sets, you know, like kids set up for. And you'll have all kinds of clocks that have different equipment brands on them, yard signs, house signs, magazine racks that's got emblems on them from different implements, throws, blankets, just a little bit of everything.
Now, I know at one time you had somebody, I think this was with a farm kind of thing, but it was dolls. Do you still have somebody come that has?
Not too much, no.
Okay.
There's books and stuff, too, that they bring to sell. And so it's got a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. And, of course, kids love it, but adults love it, too.
Oh, you bet. A lot of big kids' toys.
Yeah. And kind of all sizes, from the teeny little miniature. What do you call that size when they're really little? Is it H?
1/64th, is it?
Okay,
I can't
remember
the size either myself, but the little bitty matchbox, I call them, up through the bigger ones.
Uh-huh. And maybe even some big enough for a kid to ride on?
They've had pedal tractors there before, yes, that they sell.
Yeah, so there really is just a wide variety. And then if you just want to come and look, you say, oh, well, I'm not a collector. I don't think I'll go to that. You have food. People could come and have lunch.
Oh, yes. The committee that sets that up put on a very good lunch. Last couple of years, they've been doing some soups and sandwiches, and the ladies all make homemade bars.
Yeah,
great. And we got popcorn and pop and coffee. And
so, come and visit. Come and see your friends. Come and meet some new people. You know, even if you're not a collector, and just sort of, I'm not a farm toy collector, but I always loved walking around and just looking and seeing what all was available. It's pretty amazing. And then I always love the little farm setups you're talking about. Teeny tiny little bales of hay. It's good for the imagination.
Yep, and it's, like you said earlier, it's good for all kids of all ages.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is sponsored by the Audubon Lions Club, and you're an active club in Audubon.
Yes.
Do you know how many members you have right now?
I think it's 61.
Yeah, see, that's really good size. And that means that you do a lot of good things for people around the world, but also people in Audubon. Let's talk about a few of the Lions Club projects.
All right. Well, we have started out each year. In January, we have a pancake feed for the Friendship Home residents, and then we have another one in March for the residents.
And they look forward to that so much.
Oh, yes. Yes, it, they just love it. They just...
And it's, you know, it's not, I think it's not just because it's pancakes. It's because it's something different, and your members are there to help serve it.
That's correct. We fry them and we serve them.
Yeah. So it's an event.
Yes.
Yes.
And they love, like you said, the people just love to see us come and visitation between new people that they haven't seen and stuff.
Exactly. So,
and in July or in August, we have the T-Bone, which we always set up a booth up in the park and serve popcorn and pop and snow cones. And so that's another one of our events.
The other fundraisers that you have, because I know that you're expected to donate money for a lot of those eyeglass projects around the world.
Correct. And we have had the Delina Ditto Country Western.
Yes. Couple of times, right?
Couple times to come out here, and about every 2 or 3 years we try and do that.
Okay. Now, you used to sell garbage bags and light bulbs. Is that still a project?
No light bulbs. We still do the garbage bags.
All right. And they are great garbage bags.
Yes.
I talked to somebody the last time I was in Audubon. I asked about that, and they said, well, yeah, if you want some, you know, because you go around door to door.
Yes, in April.
Yes, so that's a nice time to do that. But if you want them other times, that's possible too.
Yes, any member can get anybody any kind of garbage bags they want. There's two different sizes, the tall kitchen bags and then the big garbage bag.
And those are, if your landfill requires them to be compostable, they meet that requirement.
Yes, they do.
So
we check that out before we start ordering and selling them.
And you've been doing that a lot of years.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about, maybe not details, but I know you have a number of projects that do support eyesight and glasses and prevention of eye diseases and so on. Can you mention a few of those?
Well, we do the hearing aids and the eyeglasses for residents of Audubon County that need assistance with getting them. And that's one of the main projects. We do the Leader Dog program that we donate to that people that cannot see to be able to qualify to get one of these dogs, and we contribute to that every year.
And the dog is really important, but it also requires the dog training, but the people and dog training.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't end with just acquiring a dog.
No, they have to be trained and matched together, and really an interesting program.
Yes, I think, I don't know if you've lately, but I know in the past you've had somebody come with their leader dog and talk about that. That's always
interesting. We haven't the last year or so, but they'd come, one year they'd even come with a little bitty pup that was only about 8 months old, and that was going to be one that was going to be worked into the program.
Great. Well, you know, if people listening thinking that I've sort of been referring to the past, that's true. I was an Audubon Lions Club member for a lot of years, and it was a wonderful group to belong to. And I remember one of those dogs coming. They're, of course, very well trained, but there was a pen on the floor, and he just loved chewing on that pen.
I remember that one, too. Yeah. He had throwing it around and chewing on it.
Yeah. He just laid there. I mean, he didn't run around chasing, but he just laid there. Yeah. So very interesting. Now, are you also doing the eye testing of the preschoolers?
Yes. We do that every year. And as a matter of fact, we just got contributed to a new machine owned jointly with, I think it's three other counties, Cass County, Guthrie County, and Audubon, and maybe Shelby, I can't remember for sure, but we bought the new up-to-date type of machine for the eye testing.
And that is just almost a miracle. I can never hardly believe that you get those eye pictures taken of those little kids, you know, they would be squirming around. Nope, it works. It's almost instant. So.
I haven't personally been involved with them. I haven't been trained to run the machine, but it's quite a program.
Quite a program. So Lions Club does a lot of good work locally as well as around the world and with people of all ages. So you can help support the work that the Lions Club does by coming to the Farm Toy Show. Again, remind us time and place.
The time is at 9 a.m. Saturday, February 22nd, at the Audubon County Fairgrounds in the Agri-Hall building. And the door admission is $3, and children 8 and under are in free.
All right. That is, you can celebrate George Washington's birthday, so it's no lie that you're going to have a good time when you come to the toy show. We want to thank you very much, Laverne Dice, for visiting with us about the Audubon Lions Farm Toy Show. And until next time, remember, the difference between men and boys is the size of their toys.
Correct, and thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.